This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is something unusual happening in Silicon Valley. More than 225 people who work at Google have formed a union. It is, yes, but a small fraction of the total number of Google employees, about 100,000 full-time staffers, give or take. But eyebrows are being raised nonetheless, given tech's non-union history. And as Marketplace Jasmine Garz reports, it is happening as employee activism in the Valley has been on the rise.
Activism is nothing new at Google. In 2018, more than 20,000 people walked out in protest of the company's handling of sexual harassment. Many also protested the use of Google technology in military drones and immigration enforcement. But Professor Tom Jurevich from the University of Massachusetts Amherst says, up until now, unionizing has been rare.
Silicon Valley's attitudes towards unions have been downright hostile. And this really is the first group of workers at a major employer in Silicon Valley.
This union's main aim is to support employee activism rather than negotiate a contract. Union organizers did not respond to Marketplace's request for comment. Google responded, quote, "Our employees have protected labor rights that we support, but as we've always done, we'll continue engaging directly with all our employees." The ramifications of this go beyond Google, says Professor Vina Dubal at the University of California, Hastings.
It will inspire, I think, workers at other tech firms to see that this is a possibility.
But many experts point out this is a David and Goliath type fight.
It seems like an extraordinarily uphill battle.
That's Professor Lewis Hyman from Cornell. He points out that only 225 of Google's employees have joined so far out of more than 260,000.
This union will have to rely on moral suasion. It won't be the same as in a normal kind of union that, you know, has that power to be the official union of Google.
But he also says this union, as small as it is, signals major changes for Silicon Valley. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.